and just want to express my thanks. So we have a lovely forecast. It's going to be into the upper 80s. It's up to 90 right here in Jeffersonville right now. Tonight's going to be clear. It's going to go down to the upper 50s, so you can open your windows. And tomorrow is a mostly sunny day with the lower 90s. Sounds like good swimming weather. A few clouds blowing in tomorrow night, going down to the mid-60s. And then Monday, partly sunny in the morning, but we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday afternoon, highs in the lower 90s. Chance of rain on Monday is at 50%. And Monday night, the showers might continue if they've started, going down to the upper 60s. And Monday night, a chance of rain at 50%. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we're going to be listening to some singer-songwriters that specialize in three-part harmony. We'll be hearing Peter, Paul, and Mary, Beatles, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, one of my personal favorites, Uncle Walt's Band. Let's start with Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Today, hurry down, sundown, get
Peter Yarrow, Paul Stuckey, and Mary Travers, Peter, Paul, and Mary. That song is called Hurry Sundown, and that's from an album they released called Album in 1966. So three-part harmony, you know I miss it. Three-part harmony came out of a big tradition in the 40s and especially in the 50s, where there was all kinds of folk singing groups that did three- and four-part harmony. I'm thinking the Weavers with Pete Seeger. There was all these jazz vocal groups like Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. There was all this real early rock and roll like the Four Freshmen who inspired the Beach Boys. And three-part harmony is something that can't just be taught. When I hear Peter, Paul, and Mary's voices and they sing together, I get goosebumps all up and down my arms. There is something so remarkable when three voices come together. And for me, Peter, Paul, and Mary are probably the masters of all the varieties that you can use in singing three-part harmony. You know, they started down in Greenwich Village. They were playing at the Bitter End. And one thing about three-part harmony is you have to have a band with three singers in it. Well, after we listen to Peter, Paul, and Mary, we're going to listen to some Beatles because you've got John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison. And in the early 60s, three-part harmony was a normal part of rock and roll and pop music. And honestly, I don't hear it anymore. It's kind of interesting because I was thinking of that idea right before now. And then if you were tuned in earlier, you hear one of my favorite shows, Ron Penske does Hillbilly Heaven. And the very last couple of tracks he was playing as I'm getting set up here to do my program have three-part harmony in a bluegrass and country setting. But I'm talking about three-part harmony in rock and roll, in popular music, in top 40 radio. It's something that can't be manufactured. It comes from a certain closeness that people feel together, and you hear it in their voices. So you've got to have three singers. You've got to have three strong singers. And in the case of the Beatles and Crosby, Stills, and Nash, that meant you had three songwriters so that when a band like the Beatles or Crosby, Stills, and Nash would choose what songs to record, they would have a much bigger selection than a band that is focused on one songwriter, like Coldplay. Chris Martin writes their songs, or Adele, or, you know, a lot of the major stars today are bands built on one songwriter, on one individual talent. So it's really interesting when you think about the idea of three really strong singers. In the case of Peter, Paul, and Mary, it was their ability to do vocal arrangements that they put their best energy into because they really did not write the majority of the songs that they recorded in their career. You know, their very first album, Bob Dylan songs, Laura Nero songs. We're about to hear a couple of songs from the album released right after the album that Hurry Sundown was recorded on. The next year in 1969, they released an album called Album 1700. And it probably had their biggest commercial hit on it, a song by John Denver called Leaving on a Jet Plane. And they did have some original songs. Peter Yarrow and both Paul Stuckey did write songs, but not the majority of their material. However, there's one song from this album, 1700, called The Great Mandela, which is a brilliant song, a genius song. And when you hear their harmonies, the way they handle three-part harmony is they'll take different solos on the verses, and then they will harmonize on the chorus or on the refrains. And the signature for them is when they are singing in three parts, all three of them are singing the same words and the same rhythm, and they move through a chord progression. That's called homophonic. So they do like three-part homophonic type of melody. Whereas Crosby, Stills, and Nash, for instance, you'll have a lead, and then you'll have two other voices not singing the same rhythm, not singing the same words, singing like backup or accompanying type harmonies. That's called polyphonic type of harmony. That's kind of what the Beatles did. We're going to get into this as we go through the program today. So think about it. Think about the arrangement of the voices. Normally, when you have a female, a woman singing with two men, you would think that the woman's part would be the highest part in the melody. But Mary Travers was lower than a mezzo-soprano. She was a contralto. So when you get, I think Paul Stuckey sings the bottom harmony, Mary Travers sings the middle harmony, and Peter Yarrow is singing the top harmony. It's a fascinating sound. So from album 1700, we're going to listen to two tracks, the song written by John Denver, Leaving on a Jet Plane, and then Peter Yarrow's composition from that same album called The Great Mandela, Peter, Paul, and Mary.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again.
This house goes on sale every. It's been good
for me if it's been good. So I told him that he'd better shut his mouth and do his job like a man. And he answered, "Listen, Father, I will never kill another. He thinks he's better than his brother that died. What the hell does he think he's doing to his father who brought him up right? Take your place on the great Mandela as it moves through your brief moment of time. Win or lose now, you must choose now. And if you lose, you're only losing your life." Tell the jailer not to bother with his meal of bread and water today. He is fasting till the killing's over. He's a martyr, he thinks he's a prophet, but he's a coward, he's just playing a game. He can't do it, he can't change it. It's been going on for 10,000 years. Take your place on the great Mandela as it moves through your brief moment of time. Win or lose now, you must choose now. And if you lose, you're only losing your life. Tell the safe now. Hunger stopped him, he lies still in his cell. Death has gagged his accusations. We are free now, we can kill.
The beautiful three-part harmony the vocal arrangements of Peter, Paul, and Mary. That last song was by Peter Yarrow from album 1700, released in 1969. And then right before that, we heard Leaving on a Jet Plane by John Denver from the same album. So Peter, Paul, and Mary, you know, they had a very long career. Mary Travers passed away in 2009. Their music has left an indelible mark on our generation, on the times that they lived. They were so involved, you know, they were at the March on Washington. They were part of the civil rights movement. The way that folk music was in coming out of the 50s and into the 60s. And they continued to make that type of relevant music. The most recent music we're going to hear on today's program is a track that I'm about to play. It was released by Peter, Paul, and Mary in 2004. And the album is called In These Times. And this song is called Don't Laugh at Me by a man named Steve Seskin and Alan Shambin. So, you know, you've heard Peter, Paul, and Mary's voices from the 60s, and so they're significantly older in this recording. And you can hear that, and it's a beautiful thing when you hear their voices. But they sing with such feeling, and they sing with such chemistry and ensemble. This is Don't Laugh at Me, Peter, Paul, and Mary.
I'm a little boy with glasses, the one they call a geek. A little girl who never smiles, 'cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground that's always chosen last. A single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend. Is it too much to ask? Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all the beggar on the corner. You've passed me on the street, and I wouldn't be out here begging if I had enough to eat. And don't think I don't notice that our eyes never meet. Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. I'm fat, I'm thin, I'm short, I'm tall, I'm deaf, I'm blind, they are. Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. Well, I'm fat, I'm thin, I'm short, I'm tall, I'm deaf, I'm blind. In a way, we are all. I'm black, I'm white, and I am brown. I'm Jewish, I'm Christian, and I am Muslim. I'm gay, I'm lesbian, I'm American Indian. I am very, very young, I'm quite aged, I'm quite wealthy. I'm very, very poor. Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my name. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. My country, 'tis of thee, oh, sweet land of liberty. It is of thee that I sing.
Peter, Paul, and Mary. That's from In These Times, released in 2004. Don't Laugh at Me. Wow, what a song that is still so relevant today with the way things are going. I'm Kathy Geary, and today I wanted to hear three-part harmony. I love the sound of it. And yet when I look around, I had to go back in time to the 60s, to the 70s, when this was still a major tool being used in rock and pop. So the same time that Peter, Paul, and Mary were recording most of their music in the early 60s, that's when the Beatles started their career. And you know the Beatles story. They're young. It's a boy club. They couldn't have been closer in this world than anybody could be. I mean, they were so tight. And when they started recording, you know, they were recording covers, you know, Paul McCartney singing Till There Was You. And I mean, but they used three-part and two-part harmony on almost every song. And so we're going to hear the way it works in the Beatles and in most bands where you have three singers and each of the singers is also a songwriter, which is a really strong asset in the band. The person who writes the song sings the lead, and the other two people sing the harmony. So we're going to hear some songs from the Beatles. We're going to hear three songs. And on each of these songs, all three Beatles are singing harmony. When they started, we're going to hear a song that was actually featured on the Beatles' second album from 1964. It also appeared on the Parlophone soundtrack to Hard Day's Night. It's a John Lennon song called You Can't Do That, John is Jealous. And then we're going to go forward one more year. And from Beatles 6, we're going to hear a song called Yes It Is, also a John Lennon song. But the harmonies in this song are outstanding. They double track each of their harmonies. It's like six-part harmonies, even though there's only three voices. It's truly one of their most lush vocal arrangements. It's from an album called Beatles 6 from 1965. So we know the story of how the Beatles went, and as George became a stronger songwriter, and as John and Paul started to pull away from each other in different ways, their harmony just kind of disappears from a lot of their albums. After Beatles 6, Rubber Soul comes out, and there's only one song on Rubber Soul where all three of them are singing. The album after that, Revolver, there is no three-part harmony. There's hardly any even two-part harmony on Revolver. And this trend continues. Sgt. Pepper's 1967, the only song on Sgt. Pepper that has three-part harmonies is the title track. And there's a lovely duet with John and Paul on She's Leaving Home. But, you know, the harmony thing disappears because, let's face it, it's got to be a harmonic relationship. So in the very last recordings the Beatles did, it wasn't the last album they released, but Abbey Road was actually their final recordings. Even though Let It Be came out last, it was recorded previously. And on Abbey Road, what I've read is that they had the sense that this was going to be the last album that the Beatles really did together. And so they kind of pulled it together, and the concept was, you know, we got to deliver our best. And there's a track on Abbey Road, so we're going to hear three songs in a row. And the last song we're going to hear is called Because. And, you know, when it was released, it's very sparse. It's got like harpsichord in a little bit. But I'm going to play the version of Because from the Beatles anthology. And it's only the vocal parts. There's nine voices. They recorded the vocal tracks, the three-part harmony, once. And then they were overdubbed two more times in isolation by each of the Beatles. So they sang it live together once. George Martin said, like, think like a barbershop quartet. And then each of them, John, Paul, and George, went into a vocal booth by themselves and tracked each of their vocal parts again twice. So it's a very lush sound, and it's just a beautiful thing. So we're going to move through three songs. We're going to start in 1964 with You Can't Do That, and then we're going to go to 1965. We're going to hear Yes It Is, and then we're going to go to the end of the road, Abbey Road, and we're going to hear Because. So, and these all three songs are written mainly by John Lennon. So here we go. John Lennon, the Beatles, You Can't Do That.
Got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down and leave you flat. Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Well, it's the second time I caught you talking to him. Do I have to tell you one more time? I think it's a sin. I think I'll let you down.
Let you down.
I'll leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Because I've told you before, oh, you can't do that. Everybody's green, 'cause I'm the one who won your love. But if they'd seen you talking that way,
it is scarlet. were the clothes she wore. Everybody knows, I'm sure. I would remember all the things we planned. Understand, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But it's my pride. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Please don't wear red tonight. This is what I said. It is, it's true. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But it's my pride. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Please don't wear red tonight. Said tonight, for red is the color that will make me blue. In spite of you, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true.
Beatles. That's the vocal tracks from the Abbey Road album, the song Because. We just heard three Beatles songs featuring the three-part harmony, those voices that blend together. And you know, when you hear the Beatles in three-part harmony, because me personally, I'm so familiar with the unique sound of each of their parts, even when they're singing in harmony, I can identify which voice is which. So, you know, Abbey Road, 1969, the very same year Crosby, Stills, and Nash come out with their debut album, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And I suppose I've always associated Crosby, Stills, and Nash with three-part harmony. So I go and I look at this album, this very first album where Stephen Stills plays so many of the instruments. There's 10 tracks, and there's only three tracks on that debut album that actually have three-part harmony. Now, there's a lot of two-part harmony, which is usually Crosby and Nash. So when I looked at these three-part harmony tracks, they were all written by Stephen Stills. So we're going to listen to the incredible blend of voices that Crosby, Stills, and Nash made as their landmark. From this 1969 album, we're going to hear two of these tracks by Stephen Stills with David Crosby and Graham Nash on harmony. It's curious because each of them did solo albums, and on their solo albums, they don't do three-part harmony. They usually do two-part harmony. Even on Graham Nash's, he just released an album in 2016, This Path Tonight. It's got two-part harmony. Same with David Crosby's albums, Stephen Stills' albums. So three-part harmony was only done in Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Let's listen to, we're going to start with Helplessly Hoping, and then 49 Bye-Byes, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Stephen Stills.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby, awaiting a word, gasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit. He runs, wishing he could fly, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even hello? They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are for each other. Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cause. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello. Oh, they are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are four each other.
Thank you. dances to men. Steady girl, be my world. Don't let that go. Now she's gone. I let that man play his hand. I let them know I was about to notice. I'm down on my knees. Nobody left to please. Spring. Her and the drifter looking for beautiful things.
Stills and Nash, three-part harmony from their debut album in 1969. We just heard two songs written by Stephen Stills with David Crosby and Graham Nash singing along. Oh, my God. So are you feeling it? I mean, we've been listening to some complex vocal textures all hour, and it's an incredible feeling to hear that kind of music made. I really love it. Now I have a, I'm Kathy Geary, by the way. You're listening to Now and Then. And I have a special treat. There's a band you may have never heard of. I found this band, Uncle Walt's Band, when I lived in Texas. Before I came up to become a Yankee here in New York, I spent a significant part of my teenage years and my college years down in Texas. And Austin was always the most lively place for live music. It's always the vanguard, right? So I first heard Uncle Walt's Band in 1971 down in Austin, Texas. They used to play everywhere all over Texas. They traveled around quite a bit. They, three of the guys in this band, they're from Spartanburg in the Carolinas, and they came to Austin, Texas. And it's an acoustic band. You've got David Ball on stand-up bass, Walter Hyatt on rhythm guitar, and Champ Hood playing like Django Reinhardt. And if you ever hear violin, it's also Champ Hood. They released their debut album in 1972, a self-titled album, Uncle Walt's Band, also sometimes called Blame It on the Bossa Nova. And I have never heard music quite like what they make. It's kind of more in a country vein. It's hard for me to put a label on it. They're all three brilliant songwriters in the same way that Crosby, Stills, and Nash all contributed music. Each one of the men in Uncle Walt's could have had a solo career. Two of them have gone. Champ and Walter have passed away into another world. David Ball has gone on to have a platinum award-winning career as a country musician. He did what they call, he put the hat on. And in these recordings, David Ball is singing this high Irish tenor, so sweet, so beautiful. So I want to introduce you to Uncle Walt's Band. We're going to hear some songs from their debut album. We're going to start with a song called Aloha, and listen to how these men sing together.
Ships upon the ocean that sail around the world, take me,
deliver me,
let me be in motion, take me around the world, wake me, take me where the South Sea breezes blow, take me to a place where palm trees grow.
Aloha.
Say that fortune is not for you to find. Make it,
deliver me,
offer me a ticket to leave it all behind. I'll take it. Save me from my opportunities. Let me live the life on sunny seas.
Aloha.
A ship of fools, take me,
deliver me,
let me see the ladies standing in the pools, naked in the sea.
Let me hear the ukulele play, let me hear the South Sea wind say,
aloha.
night I thought I saw some love in your eyes. I was hitting pretty heavy on your gin and wine, and it's true that you had been on my mind. Do you really want to know how I'm spending my time? I'm just trying to make the best of your love. I'm holding on now to the potter's wheel, and it's turning me so fast that I don't know what I feel. I could be on a ship at sea with only my thoughts to burden me. I guess it all depends on where you want to be. So I'm trying to make the best of your love. I live upon a high hill, work my hands in wire and wood, and I sing like a whippoorwill. And every night there's one thing on my mind, only that you love me. Everything I do, everything I feel is coming back to me in an endless reel, like a movie that I don't want to see, cause I know about the man and his misery. You're the only one who remains a mystery. Got me trying to make the best of your love. I live upon a high hill, work my hands in wire and wood, and I sing like a whippoorwill. And every night there's one thing my mind, only that you love me until the day I die. If you love me, then you know I would not mind.
Uncle Walt's Band, three-part harmony at its most beautiful. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then, today's program featuring some spectacular three-part harmony singing. I hope you enjoyed the music. Thank you once again so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're hydro-powered. We're member-supported. That's your part. And also another big thank you again to everyone who contributed and supported your community radio station in our most recent summer pledge drive. Hats off to you. Thank you so much. Stay tuned. The Splendid Table is coming right up. We'll have a few NPR headlines at the top of the hour. And then at 5 p.m., we've got All